Today's sermon is titled How a Miracle Flows. It's based on Mark 6:30 through 44. How a Miracle Flows. This is the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. When you think about Jesus' ministry here on earth during the days that he physically dwelled with us, the miracles certainly stand out in our mind. And of all the miracles, the feeding of the 5,000 is a whopper. Maybe twice as many as 5,000 were fed, if you consider that women and children are not mentioned. Sometimes miracles flow directly from God, like when Jesus heals a blind man or a leper. It's just his hand touches the person is healed. Or like when he calmed the storm or the raging sea. We don't see any intervention or any third party involved. But sometimes you and I get to take part in the miracles. Today, I want you to see how you and I are often invited to participate in a miracle, and we'll look at Mark's account of the feeding of the 5,000, as well as my recent experience in Haiti, to make the point. And I'll also use this text to show you that when we become willing participants in the miraculous works of God, that the miracle not only flows out of us, but it flows back to us. Just as God takes care of the needs of others, he takes care of our needs at the same time. Through it all, God is glorified, so it's not just a win-win situation, it's technically a win-win-win situation. We're benefiting, persons that we're serving are benefiting, and God is benefiting. We begin with Jesus's with this story, with Jesus, with his disciples, with a hungry crowd, with five loaves of bread and with two fish. And the first thing you have to recognize is that there is an act of faith here. Somebody gives the loaves and the fish to the disciples. Somebody gave up his dinner. That's important because faith is the first ingredient in any miracle. If you don't trust God to do something spectacular, you won't give up anything for God to work with. And if you don't believe that it's worthwhile to invest your resources in the people of Haiti, you wouldn't offer any support. And if the lad with five loaves and two fish didn't think that such small provisions could make a dent in the hunger of the crowd, he might have kept those provisions to himself rather than give them to Jesus' disciples. But he took a chance instead. He took a small leap of faith, giving up the food that he had in his hands on the off chance that something amazing might happen. From there, provisions flowed to Jesus. The disciples give the five loaves and the two fish to him, and all he does is bless it and break it and give it back to his disciples, which is significant because he demonstrates both faith and thanksgiving to his disciples. And then Jesus hands that same bread and fish back to his disciples. The miracle, which hardly seems like much of a miracle so far, flows back into the hands of the disciples, who now make their own leap of faith by actually obeying what Jesus commands them to do, and he sets the food before these groups of people. In other words, what they were doing must have seemed absurd to them. So it's an act of profound faith, trusting that Jesus was not bonkers, but that somehow, some way, something amazing would happen, and it did. But the miracle doesn't just end there. All the people in the crowd eat and are satisfied, which is amazing in itself, but our God does not neglect the needs of the disciples. And when all is said and done, each one ends up with a basket containing more food than what was originally distributed to the 5,000 people. The miracle, in other words, flows back to the ones whose faith made the miracle possible to begin with. The net result is that everyone is both amazed and has a full belly. On top of all that, they have the joy that comes from being part of the miracle. To offer an example of how the miracle flows back to those who act in faith, and putting it in modern terms, I'd like to tell you the story of Jude Exantis. Jude is from Haiti. He currently lives in Connecticut with his wife and three children. At the time of the 2010 earthquake, Jude and his wife and his two children were living in Port-au-Prince, the capital of Haiti, and Jude worked for the Mountains of Hope for Haiti mission that was being run by Tom and Wendy Venkis. When the earthquake struck, Jude's wife, first of all, was half buried in the rubble, and The family had to dig her out, but when she was safe, Jude immediately made his way to the guest house where Tom and Wendy were staying, just to make sure that they were safe. And the city was in an uproar. It was a state of panic. The airport was closed. There were not enough ambulances or hospital beds to care for all the wounded and the dying people. It was not at all a safe place to remain. And Tom and Wendy, being American citizens, they were given the opportunity to get out from this chaos, going on a military flight. But Jude and his family didn't have this option. At this time of crisis, Jude and his wife made a very difficult decision, and they asked Tom and Wendy if they would take their two daughters, at the time they only had two daughters, they would take them to America. And Tom and Wendy went ahead and agreed to that. A further appeal was made to the soldiers, an impossible appeal, to allow Jude and his wife to accompany them. Jude and his wife had no visas, no nothing. All they had was Tom and Wendy, who put in a plea for them. And miracle upon miracles, the military allowed Jude and his wife, just with the clothes they had on their back, to get on that flight with their two daughters and to fly to America, despite all the laws and all the rules that would render it impossible for this to happen. God made it happen, moving the hearts of the soldiers and bringing this family to safety. God worked through Tom and Wendy and others to make this all happen. But then the miracle flowed back from Jude and his family to those who acted in faith to make such a miracle possible. Jude and his wife are now very involved with Wethersfield United Methodist Church, and Jude is the youth director there of the church, and he's also highly involved in the music ministry there. He and his wife both work full-time and recently bought a house in Connecticut, and Jude continues to work for the Mountains of Hope for Haiti mission, serving as a translator and a coordinator, and is also, again, they've got a thriving youth group over at the church, and eight of them were on the mission trip that I went on, and they're wonderful kids, and Jude is a wonderful, wonderful guy directing them. Because the miracle flowed back from Jude to those who brought him to America, dozens, perhaps hundreds of lives have been changed for the better. Certainly the youth at Wethersfield United Methodist Church, who I was pleased to work with, and certainly so many other people, people who have gone on the missions and people who have been served through the missions in Haiti. Jude is a gem for this whole mission organization. And now you too, here at Bethel, are part of this miracle. And in faith, you supported this mission trip and sent me as Bethel's ambassador, if you will. And because of your act of faith, a lot of hungry people were fed, classrooms in the school were upgraded, furniture was fixed, people were cared for the medical needs, and the community rejoices. Furthermore, the friends that I made and the smiles that I saw, I can share them with you, and I'm confident that over the years we will grow close to this community and work to bring joy to one another. And through all of this, God is glorified.